You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Last week, a boy was run over by a car on his scooter in Christchurch, leaving him critically injured. This is just one of hundreds of road accidents in Aotearoa this year that have seriously injured pedestrians or micro-mobility users. Per capita, Aotearoa has one of the highest rates of driveway and road accidents in the world. Alex Bonham spoke to urban advocate and former Christchurch councillor Mike Davidson about how we can make our cities safer for tamariki.
A boy was injured after being run over by a car in Upper Riccarton. I hope that he's okay. A number of men lifted the car off him, but he was on his scooter at the time. I don't think this is an isolated incident, is it, of kids being hit on the way to school or around town?
No, this is not the first time that I know of an incident with a child being hit while they've been on a scooter. And we've obviously seen a number of incidents where people are being knocked off bikes as well.
Why is it that our stats in New Zealand are just so much worse than in places like Japan or Holland, where kids are able to get out a lot more than they do here?
I think one of it is our car-centric culture, where we're just focused on driving and getting from A to B as quickly as possible, and we forget there's a lot of other vulnerable road users around that may be on a scooter or a bike or walking. And then two, we actually do put some really good infrastructure on that actually, I guess, encourages more and more people to use those modes of transport. People will just be focused on driving and what's in front of them instead of what's beside them.
I heard Gil Penalosa, who I think is part of the 880 project, talk about child-friendly cities had lots of co-benefits. Have you heard him talk about that?
Yeah, and I'm aware of the 8-80 concept, which I think is what we should all be striving for. And we've got to realise children at 8 are travelling by scooter or bike by themselves a lot of the time. And so councils and cities and towns, they should have a responsibility to provide infrastructure that actually allows them to do that safely, because we all benefit from that. And so it's disappointing when, you know, I've seen it in Otatahi, that the constant backlash we get when we're trying to provide infrastructure that actually makes it much safer for young children to actually get to school or to their friend's place.
It's funny, isn't it? Because people care about their kids so much. The thought of hitting a child on the roads would be devastating for, I think, anyone. And yet, children's needs never seem to come up in conversations with developers or in planning committees. And I wondered what we could do to change that.
Look, I think it's, and I agree with what you're saying, no one ever wants to hit a person, let alone a child, right? It'd be the worst thing ever. But mistakes happen, and we've seen it too many times. And I just struggle with people's passion on protecting a car park over actually letting people move more safely. And we see it over and over again. And I think we really need to make sure we have this keep having this conversation, keep it in the public domain, and make sure that developers, councils are really focused on providing an infrastructure that allows people, young to old, to actually move around their communities in a more safe environment. And that's from the infrastructure design and the setting of speed limits. Now, I know in Otatahi, we've done a lot of speed limit changes where we've reduced the speed limits in neighbourhoods to actually increase safety, and especially around schools. And it's really important that we keep doing that across the whole of the country, because we can't keep having children being hit by motor vehicles.
I mean, this is a debate that's been going on for quite a long time. I think even back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, where I think there were even more traffic accidents on the road than there are now. There was this sort of backlash that said that it's the parents' fault if kids get hit by cars, and it was the parents' duty to make sure they were with them at all times. But that leads to bad outcomes for health and obesity and mental health and opportunities for having joy. I just wondered, do you suppose that there might be any connection between kids not being able to see each other and the state of our roads and active transport?
There's a huge connection. You know, we've seen that with cycling rates reducing because people were scared to let their children bike to school because of the fear of them being hit. And New Zealand has one of the highest obesity rates. And it's very clear that countries that have low active transport rates have high obesity rates, and the reverse. If you have a high active transport rate, you have low obesity. And a lot of this comes straight down to the fact that people are actually concerned about their safety and well-being when they're doing things like biking. And actually, we as a society have a responsibility to remove that fear. And we have the evidence to show actually how that's done. And it's unbelievable that we have councils or elected members and politicians that are still not allowing this type of progress to happen.
And the kids love it so much too, eh? Just being able to meet their friends and cycle to school together.
I do a lot of biking, and there's nothing better than actually seeing families or groups of kids out there biking, and you know they're biking in a safe environment, and you can see the smiles on their face. And that's where we want all children to have the opportunity to do, not just a few that happen to be close to a cycleway. And I think as a country, we'll become a lot better off for investing in infrastructure that actually works for people from 8 to 80.
That was Alex Bonham speaking to former Christchurch councillor Mike Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.